Judging from the reaction in financial markets, it's a done deal. A third European bailout for Greece worth nearly 90 billion euros. But Greek lawmakers have yet to ratify the terms, which include more spending cuts, tax hikes, and the privatization of government assets. That's the easy part, says Johns Hopkins International Economics Professor Cristino Arroyo. He spoke with VOA on Skype.
The really hard part is that they're going to have to make, besides the required reforms, they will also have to find ways to get growth going. And that is the real challenge.
Even if the Greek parliament ratifies the deal, it's an uphill climb for a country still trying to dig itself out of a deep recession. Market analyst Mike Ingram at BGC Partners says more spending cuts are unlikely to produce enough growth to reduce Greece's rapidly expanding debt.
We're going to see further cuts in public sector expenditure and broad brush, a lot more austerity, probably forever.
Without a plan to grow Greece's cash-starved economy, economist Robert Kahn at the Council on Foreign Relations says the latest bailout is just a Band-Aid.
Even if we get a deal, my fear is that it will really be more an effort to kick the can down the road and buy some time rather than really put in place policies that will return growth to Greece.
Greece's largest creditor, Germany, which had been criticized for proposing more spending cuts in exchange for a bailout, says there may be room yet for a compromise. German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
The Eurogroup is ready, if necessary, to grant longer grace period and longer loan maturities. We talked about it after the first successful review of the new Greek program.
While Greek banks remain closed this week, some finance ministers expressed relief that negotiations have averted a potentially destabilizing Greek exit for now. Some say the bigger challenge in coming weeks is how to rebuild trust between Athens and the other 18 countries that make up the Eurozone. Millar Sagan, VOA News, Washington.